Welcome to Side Notes by Zerodha Vasity. I am your host Vineet Rajani, and I will start today with a story. When I lived in Pune a few years ago, a Reliance Mart in the neighborhood was selling sugar at 9 per kilo. I wondered, how could they sell sugar so cheap? I mean, I know bulk buying can steeply cut their purchase price, but can it really be so low that they sell sugar for just 9 per kilo? Here's a catch. Written in a much smaller font on the 9 rupees per kilo ad was a condition for that offer. You had to buy goods worth at least 1500 rupees to buy the sugar for 9 per kilo. Now, every customer who walked in to buy cheap sugar ended up spending at least 1500 rupees, if not more. Basically, Reliance Mart made a profit on that amount of 1500 rupees you spent. In that case, it seems okay for Reliance Mart to lose some money on the sugar. It was like a marketing expense for them. In this particular strategy, sugar became a loss leader for Reliance Mart. Or rather, Reliance Mart adopted a loss leader pricing strategy to stimulate more sales. It was not just sugar. Sometimes they would sell potatoes or onions for just 1 rupee per kilo. A loss leader is a product on which the retailer loses money, but that product attracts more customers and leads them to spend more. Some products are loss leaders by nature, others may be made loss leaders. So sugar was not naturally a loss leader. Reliance Mart's loss leader pricing strategy for sugar made it so. Now let's talk about a product that is a loss leader by nature. The local grocery store in your neighborhood sells milk at really thin margins. The margins are so thin that just selling milk alone usually cannot be a profitable business. So why do the grocery stores sell milk? Let's say you are in the business of selling milk. Milk must be consumed fresh. So people buy milk daily. That means that your customers are coming every morning to your store to buy milk. Every time a customer walks into your store to buy milk, you have an opportunity to sell something else to that customer. So it makes sense for the local grocery store to sell milk even at extremely thin margins. It is also why quick commerce platforms also sell milk. Sometimes they even give tiny discounts on milk. If they don't sell milk, a consumer will have to anyway step out to buy it. And when he or she does step out, he might as well buy other stuff he needs and not use quick commerce platforms like Blinkit or Zepto. In fact, that also reminds me of a vegetable seller's loss leader product. Your local vegetable seller gives free coriander or curry leaves with every purchase. And if you have observed, you have to buy these things separately on Blinkit, Zepto, etc. Earlier in 2024, a Blinkit customer tweeted to them explaining his mother's shock that she had to pay for coriander leaves. Blinkit sensed that if one customer was saying it, many others were feeling the same. Soon after, they started offering free coriander leaves for a certain minimum order amount. Just like the 9 rupees per kilo sugar was a loss leader for Reliance Mart, free coriander leaves became a loss leader for Blinkit. I think it is not a bad deal for Blinkit if it results in 1. More customers buying from them, 2. Customers buying more from them, or 3. Customers buying more frequently from them. The lesson to take home is to look at the larger picture. Individual products may be loss-making, but if they help improve the overall profitability of the business, they are essentially profit-making products only. That's all on today's Side Notes by Zerodha Vasity. Talk to you soon. Disclaimer: the stocks or financial instruments discussed in this podcast are meant for educational purposes only. Please do not consider them recommendations or financial advice of any form.